Chapter 5. Become, then, followers of God, as children beloved, and walk in love, as also the Christ did love us, and did give himself for us, an offering, and a sacrifice to God for an odor of a sweet smell. And whoredom, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as becometh saints. Also filthiness, and foolish talking, or jesting, the things not fit, but rather thanksgiving. For this ye know, that every warmonger, or unclean, or covetous person, who is an idolater, hath no inheritance in the reign of the Christ, and God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the sons of the disobedience. Become not, then, partakers with them. For ye were, once darkness, and now light in the Lord, as children of light walk ye. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, and righteousness, and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the darkness, and rather even convict. For the things in secret done by them it is a shame even to speak of. And all the things reproved by the light are manifested, for everything that is manifested is light. Wherefore he saith, Arouse thyself, thou who art sleeping, and arise out of the dead, and the Christ shall shine upon thee. See, then, how exactly ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Because of this become not fools, but, understanding what is the will of the Lord. And be not drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the God and Father. Subjecting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. The wives, to your own husbands subject yourselves, as to the Lord. Because the husband is head of the wife, as also the Christ is head of the assembly, and he is Savior of the body. But even as the assembly is subject to Christ, so also are the wives to their own husbands in everything. The husbands, love your own wives, as also the Christ did love the assembly, and did give himself for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it with the bathing of the water in the saying, that he might present it to himself the assembly in glory, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any of such things, but that it may be holy, and unblemished. So ought the husbands to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who is loving his own wife, himself he doth love. For no one ever his own flesh did hate, but doth nourish, and cherish it, as also the Lord, the assembly. Because members we are of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be, the two, for one flesh. This secret is great, and I speak in regard to Christ, and to the assembly. But ye also, every one in particular, let each his own wife so love as himself, and the wife, that she may reverence the husband.